I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
I don't see that, man. He's done more at Notre Dame. It's more prestigious. I'm sorry. It just is. And to Mike's point, you go undefeated there, even without being in a conference, you're going to get in.
Right.
So I don't know if you want to come fight all these dogs in the SEC.
I am in an envious position as I go out now and search for the next leader because of our student athletes. The culture built in this program isn't Jack Swarbrick's culture. It's not Brian Kelly's culture. It is the culture built by those young men.
Sports Radio 92.9.
That's the AD, by the way.
And you knew he was going to get his name in there because the guy's got an ego as big as the Great Outdoors, from what we've heard.
Swarbrick.
Notre Dame. Look, you said it earlier. I mean, you know, you're in the mix, but nobody respects them to actually win the thing. Yes, you're good enough to be one of the Final Four, but are you ever going to win? You know, get to the mountaintop? Because it is funny. We joked around about this earlier. You and I said it first, and then Danny Cannell kind of echoed it last hour. But I mean, yeah, you don't really have to worry about the book learning part of this at LSU like you did at Notre Dame. Just facts.
It is, and I don't know. You know, if you have a list for coaches. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and you start saying, hey, these are the top five things you're going to have to worry about. If you take this job, here are the top five things you're going to have to worry about. And at Notre Dame, one of the top three is academics and keeping guys eligible and making sure that they're meeting their requirements. That's just a fact. So, you know, that is something that's lower on the list. Does it still matter? Yeah, they'll say it does, but we know it doesn't, right? Let's just be real. So it's on the list, but it's not a top three factor if you're going to LSU. Here's the other thing, too. And, Mike, it's something we really hadn't talked about. But with the new TV contracts, guys, I know we're all brainwashed because, like Mike and I, we grew up, you know, pretty much disliking Notre Dame because they were the elitist, right? They had the TV deal with NBC and nobody else did, and they were bigger and better, and they were on every weekend. But I got to be honest with you. That deal is not going to pay, okay, Notre Dame, what the schools in the SEC are about to get with this new contract they're about to do, Mike. With Oklahoma and Texas coming to the conference, I mean, I know we're all still saying, well, man, you know, Notre Dame's got this huge TV contract. Go look at the deal. You're talking about upwards of $55 to $60 million per school,
right?
Potentially each school getting that kind of money handed out to them each and every year in the SEC. My point is, you can afford to pay Brian Kelly $95 million. Mm-hmm. Kirby's going to get his. You can afford to pay Saban what he's getting, because that deal alone, whatever it's going to be, is going to be the highest TV contract in the history of college football, and it's going to allow this league and their coaches to prosper.
Yeah, and I know that we've spoken about where Notre Dame is, and I just to echo your sentiments. Yeah, I mean, my dad, I've talked to you about this before. My father just loved Notre Dame, and it's that Northeastern, Midwestern, like sidewalk alum or subway alum that love Notre Dame. And I'm with you. To me, they're elitists. It's almost like they want to tell you they're an Ivy League school, but they're not. You know what I mean? They're insufferable fan base if you've ever been around them. But at the end of the day, Lou Holtz was the last guy to win a national championship there, and Lou Holtz definitely got a little around the edges and the margins with compliance. Lions at Notre Dame. Let's be honest. We all know it. He left every program he was at under some form of NCAA sanction. So it will be curious to see where they go. And you just mentioned Oklahoma and Texas. I don't know what you know it. You went to Texas, Carl. They're just all over the place. I don't even know what they're going to be under Steve Sarkisian. And how that gets fixed shouldn't be that hard because of the recruiting and everything else. But Oklahoma, I don't know who the next guy is can steward Oklahoma to championship games the way that, or to at least Final Four that Lincoln Riley did. The point I'm getting to is Oklahoma and Texas, aside from bringing eyeballs, the big hot prospects they're supposed to be?
Oklahoma is. They have been these last 7 or 8 years. They've been a prominent program. Mike, they've been in the college football playoff. They right. played for national championships.
But can the next guy keep doing it?
Well, that's why it's so important to get the right guy who's going to take over there. Here's the deal at Texas. Texas has, as they make their way to the SEC, and I never thought I'd be talking about Texas and the SEC. It was just two separate conversations. But here's the deal. The fan base thinks it's better than what it is. Florida has the same problem, okay? That's why Danny Cannell came on and said, give Napier time. They want results, and they think what it should be and what it actually is are two different things. So you've got delusional fans. Let's just tell you what it is. Right. And from that, a lot of those folks are big donors. And I'm simply talking about Texas. A lot of those folks are giving millions of dollars, and they're going, what's going on with the program?
I want it now!
Right. And so then you get this pressure of, well, we're not winning fast enough. I will say this. The new AD there, his name's Chris Del Conte. He's been there now a couple of years. He gets it. But, you know, when you got to put out letters to tell the fan base and the alums, calm down. It's year one. We weren't supposed to win anything anyway. Okay? We got a lot of turnover. They're trying to change the expectation, but that's part of the problem. Florida, well, we've been this. Well, everybody feels like they've been something, but you're not that anymore. So you've got to give these guys time, and I think that's part of the issue, Mike. To answer your question, Texas makes more money than any football program in the country, the biggest athletic department money-wise. They're coming to the SEC. I don't care if they don't win a game. You know what? The SEC is going to benefit from that.
So now it's just a matter of who are the next big coaches or the guys that are going to be the next, become the next big coaches to get these jobs. I mean, you and I talked about Luke Fickell. I mean, he's pretty fickle about where he's going to go. Notre Dame seems like a logical choice. For what it's worth, for guys who missed it, Urban Meyer has declared that he is out. And again, you have to spend at least $12 million to get him because that's what he's getting paid to do what he's doing in Jacksonville. But then, you know, you say to yourself, self, who are these? Who is the next generation of? I mean, maybe it's going to be some younger. Some of these programs are going to have to take a risk on a guy who's an unproven entity, first year head coaches.
Yeah, those who strike first, right? That's why LSU. They didn't waste any time. They didn't wait. USC's not waiting. If you've got your guy, I had a guy just ask me. He goes, "This makes no sense to me. Why are these schools spending all of this money? If you feel like you've got your guy, you got to keep him." And I know it sounds irrational to most of us because you go, well, there's 8 million coaches out there. Yeah, but when you're winning and you show progress and you're not getting in trouble, you're not dealing with all the nonsense, you keep that guy. And if you're winning at Kirby's level, okay, or some of these other coaches that we're talking about, you better pay those guys. Because if not, somebody's going to come along and pay them even if you don't. So you have to up the ante, Mike. And what's changed is the terms. And the numbers.
Well, the
it used to be a couple of years, you could get an extension, and we'll give him a couple of $1 million, and everybody was happy. Now, you better give me a 6 or 7 or 8 year extension along with, I don't know, $60 or $80 million.
The other thing is, and I brought this up earlier, is Brian Kelly, it looks bad in the sense that the media is going crazy. Oh, my God, he was in there for 2 minutes, 11 minutes with his team, and these guys might actually go to the college football playoff. I think the early recruiting thing also kind of drives some of this, where the schools don't want to get caught behind the eight ball. Dan Mullen got fired because he didn't recruit and wasn't doing as good a job as Kirby.
Yeah.
And by the way, just dropped about a minute ago, actually just earlier, and I just saw the meme on Twitter that Malachi Nelson, who's the Oklahoma decommits, just posted. He's a five-star quarterback. He's going to USC. Shocking, right? How many guys are going to get pilfered from these programs, too, and coming down to SEC territory or wherever? But to me, the early recruiting is huge. And Kirby, that's what the beauty of this guy is. If Georgia can accomplish the goal of the national championship, as you brought up earlier, you're in the catbird seat. You're sitting where you're in the easier of the two divisions in the SEC, and you've got the best recruiting machine in place in the conference, next to Nick Saban.
Dennis Dodge reporting that Notre Dame is going to wait for Luke Fickell. He's their number one choice. And that this is interesting, but not really if you understand Notre Dame, that strong. They want strong Catholic ties, or there is strong Catholic ties with Fickell, and Notre Dame wants a renewed bond with traditional Midwest Catholic high schools in recruiting. That's from Dennis Dodd. Okay, that's not from Notre Dame, but obviously he's talking to people who are saying, "What are you looking for? What are you trying to get?" I want a winner. I really, you know, for me, it wouldn't matter about all of that other stuff. But we know, Mike, at some institutions, that stuff does matter.
Right.
And for Luke Fickell, who's been really good, I think he's a perfect fit for Notre Dame to step right in there. And he's already been, you know, doing a lot of the recruiting and recruiting against guys like Brian Kelly when he was at Notre Dame at Cincinnati. So I think that's a perfect fit. But they're saying Notre Dame is apparently going to wait for Fickell.
Yeah, now for what it's worth, you know, Rocket Ishmael didn't go to a Catholic school, but Ricky Waters did. You know, if you want to take it all the way back to like when Lou Holtz had things cooking there. And they also, again, they gave Lou a wide berth as far as how he brought some of the dudes he brought into South Bend. It is different, though, because Carl and I started the show with how, like, the idea that the LSU is going to be, like, you know, trumping Notre Dame. What's going on?
I'm just thinking about – I ever tell you the story about Ricky Waters and his wife at a dinner party?
No.
Oh, man. And he's a great dude. I was at there was a guy – jeez, what was his name? Mike – oh, I'm going to have to look this up. Mike Lee. Okay. He was a boxer from Notre Dame. And so he had a big Notre Dame following, and we all were at this fight for Mike, and his dad was part of his training crew. But, I mean, the who's who of Notre Dame was there, and Ricky and his wife were at this event we were at. And it was just funny because you said that, and I hadn't thought about Ricky Waters in a long time. Let's just say it was an interesting dinner party. Let's just say that. Things were said that probably shouldn't have been said. But,
oh
yeah, it just got me thinking. I laughed out loud when I probably shouldn't have. But I was
well,
sitting
now,
there
hold on, now you got to tell me what Ricky said, man.
Well, no, it was just – Ricky was cool. It was just – it was one of those things like, have you ever been at a dinner party and, like, you got tons of people and, you know, let's say it was a party of 25 folks. And you feel eyeballs on you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what was going on. And I had to ask, like, what's the deal? Like, what's going on? You know, and it became weird. It was like, okay, stop looking at me. So, anyways, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story.
Hey, man, some of the other things that are going on, now you got my mind racing.
Just telling you. Now, nothing happened. It was great. Yeah. But it was like, it was one of those things, like, why does she keep looking at me?
Fascinating.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm going to have to get this out of there, man. Hey, by the way, I know we're going to talk some Braves coming up, but a lot of people, just real quick, as a sidebar, a lot of guys are hitting us up on social media, on the text line, on Twitter, and they're really starting to freak out because now guys like John Heyman are starting to link Freddie to, like, the Yankee opening. Not that they have a first baseman, but they'll make room for Freddie. But it's just Braves fans are starting to get a little hot under the collar about how, here we are, all the big names are getting signed, and the Braves still have not got Freddie under contract.
Nothing's happening, guys.
Hello?
Nothing. Hi, John.
Nothing's happening. For those of you know John Heyman, great baseball insider, terrible interview for us because usually he's calling us from an airport and he can't hear us half the time. But he is at least put it out there that it would be the Yankees and the Dodgers would definitely be calling Freddie Freeman if the Braves don't make a move.
We are, John. I know we're all like ticked off about the timing. We're just going to have to chill. Mm. Nothing's going to happen with this right now with the Braves per se. If they allowed that to happen, and I have to believe that they're not going to, okay? They're in contact. They know what's going on. They know what's on the table. But you want mayhem. you want people in the streets. let that play out that way, okay? That's not going to be a nice holiday, okay, for the Braves. So I know everybody's antsy. We said it yesterday. I saw people today. Freddie, I need Freddie. We all want Freddie. But we got to wait for the timing of this thing. And the Braves are just trying to do the right thing as far as how this is going to play out. I don't think there's any rush, Mike, if they're both committed to each other. It's just a matter of finding out this year or 1 year or 2 years. That's all.
Yeah, and the Yankees haven't done – the Yankees very conspicuous by Yankee standards, as Chris just mentioned in my ear, by not making moves yet. A lot of people waiting, seeing everyone else gobbling up pitching. Braves did get a
now,
pitch. We'll tell you about it, but it is interesting.
But I have to say this, too, and we'll come back. We'll talk more about what else is going on around the world of the NFL. Tiger Woods spoke today, too, as part of our most important story. Very interesting stuff from him. Now, if they offer him $300 million, Mike, there's nothing we can do about that. And that's the part where you go, the Braves are not going to do that. If somebody, one of those teams came in and said, here's $300 million, there's nothing that you can do about that. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
the most important story of the day.
Oh, it has to do with our Dogs in the SEC Championship game and all the coaching changes, but also Tiger Woods, y'all. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike, as we've been talking about these coaching changes, I do want people to hear what Lincoln Riley had to say about leaving OU. The rumor on the street, by the way, and you know I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out, is that, and I had to laugh at this, because if you're Tennessee, you're going, are you kidding me? Some of the names being thrown around, Josh Heupel, obviously Oklahoma ties, Cristobal, who is at Oregon for OU. We're talking about Oklahoma. Brent Venables, he's been named all every year that there's a job opening, and he never leaves Clemson. But, you know, there are guys that are out there that are being mentioned. I laugh because Josh Heupel, you go, wait a minute, didn't he just get the job at Tennessee? Can you imagine if he leaves?
I was curious that the Virginia Tech wasn't more serious about Shane Beamer, you know, just because he's done a decent job at South Carolina. But yeah, man, Josh Heupel, who, to be honest, didn't build the Central Florida thing. Mm-hmm. That was Frost's job. He just kind of took it, and some Central Florida fans said that he didn't do as good a job as he should have. So it's all relative. I think the Tennessee thing is about as good as it could be this year in his first year up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, who's going to be that dude? You know, I mean, it is interesting because it's like the biggest brands, you know, like the blue chip stocks, if you will, of college. And there's a huge question mark. It's funny. I think Danny, again, I'm referring to our conversation with Danny Cannell. He goes, on any other weekday, a Florida hire, the Gators hiring a new head coach, would be front page story. It's like true. The fifth, sixth most important story in college football.
It really is. It's so true. Here's Lincoln Riley. This is what he said about leaving Oklahoma.
I think it would not be fitting for me to recognize the University of Oklahoma, the impact that it had on me, the people there. This was obviously, I told the team earlier, toughest decision of my life to come here. And it's those people there were tremendous to me. And so thank you. I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for my time here. That's one of the best college football programs in the country, and has been forever and will continue to be. So very thankful for my time here.
Yeah, it's always tough to leave, right? It's always tough.
Yeah. I mean, I saw him on Scott Van Pelt after Monday Night Football, and he was saying that he really didn't hear about this until like Sunday was the first conversation. A lot of people are calling BS on that, but I guess we're all jaded. So let me ask you this. How quick or how long, how far out was this the dance with USC going on, you think?
I think it was going on for weeks.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think the misdirection was LSU. Everybody had him linked to LSU. And after they lost to Oklahoma State on Saturday night, and he was adamant and cut the reporter off, I will not be the next coach at LSU. Everybody's like, oh. But, you know, he didn't say where he was going.
You did not ask me about USC. I think you brought that up on Sunday, right?
So it was kind of funny. But, yeah, Mike, I think it was weeks. You just don't fall into this. This is not – and for those who don't know how these things go down, and over the years I've been fortunate enough to cover a lot of these coaching changes and talking to coaches after and before and guys who knew. Kevin Sumlin knew he was leaving University of Houston to go to Texas A&M 6 weeks before it happened. And they're in the midst of an undefeated season the year that happens. So these things start way early, and it's what's your interest. And then the agents get involved. And then all of a sudden, you've got back channels. And it's so this idea, like he was, you know, after the game, his phone rang, and they went, hey, you want the USC job? It just doesn't play out that way.
Yeah, I'm just curious if you are for instance, Florida State, we've got a guy in Mike Norvell. I'm still not sold. They lost to Florida. You start to look at the pool of talent, and you start to look at, you know, first off, in some situations like Georgia Tech with Collins or FSU, even if you didn't like the guy and wanted to move, you can't afford it now anyway. But then you start to look at, wow, where is the talent? Who are these next guys? And this goes back to maybe African-American coaches should stick in the college ranks, because the two best, most qualified guys were locked up immediately in Mel Tucker and James Franklin. And I haven't heard another black coach mentioned for anything in the last two or three days.
No, it's a valid point. We talked about, I think it was the D.C. at Notre Dame, Mike, mm-hmm. that may end up going with Kelly to LSU. But
that's Marcus Freeman, 35-year-old, real charismatic, dynamic recruiter, they say.
So we'll see if he ends up, you know, becoming one of these guys that they pick out of the ranks.
It's hold, Dukes up, hold up, Gary. I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU.
That's the soundbite. That was the one. And we I laughed so hard. I was like, are you serious? Because it was just misdirection. He wasn't lying. You can't say he was lying about it. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, as we talk about all this stuff that's going on. And the Brian Kelly deal, you know, again, if you haven't heard by now, he leaves Notre Dame. It's 10 years, $95 million to go to LSU. Mike asked about the fit earlier. If you win, you know, but Danny Cannell said he's not from there, and not that you have to be, but you have to know how people work. And I think that's why Ed Orgeron was so loved, right? He was so liked. He didn't get the job done, and ultimately he let a lot of good assistants out of the door, but you got to know what the people are like, Mike. And I think that's right. Part of this whole will he fit thing. It's not he can't coach. No, you got to know what Louisiana's like. You know?
I think, you know, Nick Saban going there. I mean, Les Miles was a strange fit, too, coming from Oklahoma State, you know, which – but it we talked about this earlier, and, you know, we've interviewed Brian Kelly a couple of years ago. He is – I don't want to say aloof, but he's a little standoffish. He's more Northeastern, and he definitely is like a lot of coaches. He's not going to – he doesn't suffer fools too well, but he's – you know, but again, if you can handle the media, because you're dealing with Chicago media and all the big national cities that cover, you know, Notre Dame, you can handle anybody, including LSU, where LSU is going to bend over backwards for you to get everything you need, as we said earlier. Now you have to worry about that pesky book learning when it comes to recruiting. It will be interesting, you know, and what kind of style will he use? Obviously, what he was doing at Notre Dame. Every coach in the last three has won a championship, although one would say Saban did it. Miles won with Saban's guys, and you can argue that Orgeron did it with, well, Brady had some impact coming in as the new passing coordinator with Burrow, but that was mostly Miles' guys that Ed Orgeron won with too.
I agree. No, you're right, man. And I think from just a programming building standpoint, Brian Kelly knows how to do that. And so from if you go to LSU and you say, what do we have? What don't we have? What do we need? He knows how to get that accomplished. And I think that's part of this whole thing and as to how quickly they can be good again and turn this around. This is the thing though, guys, this SEC West is not getting any easier. It's just not, you know, that it's already a beast. We talk about Arkansas's improvement. Ole Miss is not a run over. You know, you're not just going to run through them. You obviously have LSU and Alabama, Mike, and then you start looking at this thing. Okay, so even if they do put Oklahoma in the West, that's not easy. I mean, I don't know how that shakes out. We still don't know how the conference is going to go once these two schools join the SEC. Mm. Hey, man, let's shift gears and talk about Tiger Woods. We're Tiger Woods fans. I keep thinking in my head, you know, I'm going to see him back out there this year in a major. Guys, today he did a press conference for the first time and kind of put all of that to bed by saying, first of all, I'm lucky to have my leg. But secondly, I'm not ready to compete at a championship level.
I don't have to compete and play against the best players in the world to have a great life. I know that after my back fusion, I had to prove it to myself. I had to climb Mount Everest one more time. I had to do it, and I did it. This time around, I don't think I'll have the body to climb Mount Everest, and that's okay. But I can't participate in the game of golf. I can still maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe click off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That, you know, to a degree, not to sound like all weepy like a fanboy, but that kind of breaks my heart because, you know, does. I was, after winning the Masters 2 years ago, I just thought, you know what, it's still attainable. But to survive, let's be honest, it's a life-threatening accident. And as he said, he's lucky he's got two legs to walk on. You know, he will have the senior tour, and, you know, Phil's in the senior tour now, but you can always still compete, you know, in the majors. But it's, you know, you never write this guy off, but when you hear the man himself sounding resolved to the, you know, resigned to the fate that I can never do what I wanted to do again anymore, it's I don't care if you like Tiger or not, it's kind of heartbreaking to hear one of the greatest athletes to ever dress out say that.
He was at the Albany Golf Club, which is the site of this week's Hero World Challenge. So his event.
In the Bahamas, man. Yeah,
yeah, he actually, for the event, he hosts for his foundation. And so that's why he's there. And this is the first time, you know, again, since the accident, that he's spoken in depth. And reporters asked him everything, guys. I mean, it's out there. You can go check it out. But they were like, do you have nightmares about the accident? What do you remember about the accident? He was like, it's in the police report. The most shocking thing to me, and I almost fell out of my chair when I was watching this because I was mesmerized. I wanted to hear, where's he at? What's going on? Two things. One, when he got home, he spent 3 months in a hospital bed at his house. So he needed people to take care of him. He couldn't walk. He couldn't get out of the bed. And then two, amputation was on the table when they got him to the hospital that day after the accident because that's how bad it was. Tiger talked about it.
There was a point in time when, I wouldn't say 50-50, but it was damn near there, but I was going to walk out of that hospital with one leg. Now that I did, I wanted to test and see if I still had my hands, even in the hospital. I had Eric and Rob throw something. Don't mean anything. I'm just catching stuff, okay? Throw it back.
So, you know, he's going through all of that. That was like, whoa, amputation? And so for him to be even walking around, and he's not on crutches now, he is walking, right. But the idea that we're going to see Tiger hit a 330-yard bomb, Mike, and be able to compete at the highest level again, that's the thing. He said, I can hit a chip shot. I can putt. I can't go play the best courses in the world against the best players in the world right now. Just can't.
Yeah, it's a bummer because, you know, we have a whole new generation of guys, and they're just not as charismatic as Tiger and likable and rootable. But, you know, I'm still going to watch the big events, you know, on Sunday, kicking back. But it's just such juice. If you were lucky enough to be at East Lake or at Augusta when Tiger won the Tour Championship or the Masters, I mean, that's one. I got to be there for one of Tiger's and two of Phil's, and that's one you'll be talking about for the rest of your life.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's get to tonight's game winner.
Yeah, man. A guy. How about this? All right, we'll do man crush or, like, you know, fanboy. When the guy walked away, you got a little weepy at the goodbye press conference. Okay, some guys don't do that, but the guy when he walked away, you were like, "It's my player. It's my quarterback. It's my guy." Or maybe you know. Ricky Waters' wife wanted a stupid at a party like Carl. I could be a completely different animal. 404-741-0929.
True story.
Sick of all the things. You can listen to all 5 hours of the show. When the guy walked away, obviously you got a little dirt in your eyeball. How about that? 404-741-0929. Your guy.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, guys. When he retired, it just, you know, I don't know, you got a lump in your throat. Your guy, you know, he was your guy. Or maybe he hung on too long and you were like, please retire already. You're breaking my heart because you can't do it like you used to. Which is the way my father talked about Willie Mays when I was 5 years old, and I still remember that story. Broke his heart because Willie Mays was kind of, you know, couldn't really do it at the
washed
end.
Washed up at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, just couldn't do yeah. it. You know, when your guy's so good and, you know, I can't do it like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever think that? I mean, I know Jordan had flashes, but Jordan was not Jordan when he was in Washington, right?
Did you ever think that? The All-Star game here, remember they were trying to get him a shot to go at the end of the game and he couldn't get it to go?
Yeah.
You remember that? A couple guys were giving him looks and he's just, oh, it was like, oh. It's like it's not like you're gonna take him behind the barn and put him down like a horse, but it's like, oh man, it just you never even if you're a Jordan lover like I am, you don't even want to think that DC years existed, Carl. To be honest with you.
Well, the greatness level is so high, the bar is set so high that you just expect him to continue to be great every time you see him. And I remember, like, watching, and there were times I see him do a reverse layup, or he'd do the patented, you know, Jordan fadeaway, which obviously Kobe took and mimicked. But he wasn't the same dude. And there were times where I'd be like, man, oh, Mike, come on, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'll go with the story, Willie Cellucci, the former manager of the Palm, a great storyteller here in Atlanta. When he was a kid and Sandy Koufax had to retire because of arthritis, Willie said he cried his eyes out because his parents had moved back and forth East Coast, West Coast. But he's, you know, he just, and you can imagine Sandy Koufax in his prime, kind of like the Barry Sanders thing, but in this case, it was a physical ailment. He had to walk away. I don't know if this is going to get any traction. Otherwise, I'll just keep telling you stories. 404-741-0929. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. When he walked away, you got a little misty. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
As a lifelong Braves fan, it killed me when Dale Murphy went to the Phillies.
Ooh,
I always wanted Griffey Jr. to come to the Braves. That never happened. But as a father of a now 16-year-old son, to watch him grow up being a huge Chipper Jones fan, thankfully he got to meet him. When Chipper retired, which I felt like he still had something in the tank, as one of the greatest all-time switch hitters, that was tough.
Good call. Good pull right there.
That is. Yeah, Dale Murphy being traded. You know, and Mike, I don't know, maybe baseball, you know, was more sentimental. But for years in football, guys, free agency was not like it is now. You know, you knew the team that you were going to have, and guys didn't trade teams or switch teams as much. So I guess it goes across the board.
I got one for you. Again, this is for hockey fans, so it's only about three people out there listening, Carl. But Ken Dryden, the best goaltender of his generation. He couldn't get a contract from the Canadians, so he said, screw it, I'll go get my law degree. And he was the guy on the call. When you hear Al Michaels say, do you believe in miracles? Yes, it's Ken Dryden doing the color commentary on the on the Olympic miracle. But yeah, Ken just walked away, said, screw it, you guys, I'm out. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, long-time listener. Been listening to you guys since Rachel Barbeau days. I just want to say, game winner, got to be Calvin Johnson. Got to be. He's best, best receiver that set his foot on the gridiron, and he had another 10 years left.
So when he stepped away.
Right.
Mike, he was he 30? He was 30, right?
Yeah, I just, when you go back, you think about him and Barry Sanders. And I mean, we always joke around with what the Detroit Lions organization does to people, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, when you talk about guys stepping away before you wanted them to, yes, that is a prime example. And remember, I mean, Calvin could have continued to play. He didn't. He wasn't injured. He was just ready to be done. So
yeah, and it's that, you know, that'd be a good interview to get Bo just to catch up with him and see what he's doing. Obviously, Hall of Famer now. But yeah, walked away. He was 30 his last season, 2015.
Wow.
1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns.
I know. He was still producing. Crazy.
Hey, man, you're on the radio. By the way, can we get Calvin to play Sunday for the Falcons? We could give him the number 18 jersey. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us, man? The guy walked away, and it got you a little misty.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, my guy, when he walked away, he wasn't done. But Michael Vick, when the Falcons didn't pick him back up and he went to the Eagles, that kind of hurt my heart, man, because I wanted to see you on number 7, you know, across the field. But, yeah, that's mine right there.
Yeah, man, and again, it was a tough spot, and some fans got upset that we went after the money on the contract the Falcons did that was still owed him. But, yeah, and it was untenable, I think, at that point, but I understand some people's passion about it.
I was going to say, Mike, at the time, yeah, you might have said, you know, give him another shot, but I think now, looking back, it was the right thing to do. Right. I do.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, it was 60 points in your last game. We'll never forget it. Two words, Mamba out.
There you go.
Mamba out, Kobe.
I know you still get emotional about it. You still get emotional about Kobe.
I do, man. Just the way that things, you know, the passing away the way he did, and he had so much to offer. He had so much more going on. It was going to be like the next chapter for him and so many things he was involved in. So, yeah, man, but he's right. And he went out. That's pretty special the way he went out. I think he scored 60 that night or 50 that night. I forget exactly what it was. Mamba out. Good call.
How about just keeping with the Lakers for a second? When the Magic announcement came about the HIV positive, that was earth shattering.
It was. Yeah. Because, at the time, right, you thought he was going to die.
Right. Thought he was a goner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was in the fall of 91. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's about when your favorite player walked away. What you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, don't get so deep, man. You guys are making everything real sad now, okay? Let's get a little more happy, okay?
All right.
So I got two for you, man. I got one that hurts me to the heart and one that I'm just like, what the heck, man? So when Ricky Williams walked away, man, I'm like, wait a minute, man. Jay Fiedler can't give the ball to nobody no more. Who's going to run 200 yards every game? Come back, Ricky.
And he did a great job. Two. The second part of his career in Miami was good. Back to you there, Tony Montana.
No. Excuse me, man. Now, number two is more emotional and for real, man. When my boy Chipper left, man, I grew up here, man. My parents came from Cuba. But, you know, it's kind of a weird story because I'm still Tony Montana. But my whole point is, man, I've been watching Chipper my whole life, man. And we sat in right field during the Cardinals game with that stupid infield five rule, and everybody had a Chipper mask, man. Everybody. Some cool guy printed out Chipper mask for everybody in right field, and they were wearing them. It was stuck to like a lollipop, but you put it in your face, and you look like Chipper Jones. It was crazy, man.
That's a great call.
That is.
That's a great call.
Tony was not misty when Omar Suarez was hung from the helicopter. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. A couple. Crazy Don Nelson when he was the Warriors coach. Hey. Trading away Run TMC, Chris Webber, and Mario Elie and those guys. And watching those guys with other teams and win championships or be all-stars every year. Secondly, was the girl I was dating. She was from the city. When the Browns traded away Bernie Kosar, they had to get armed security for Bill Belichick. The fans were showing some game with weapons, trying to hunt him down.
Yeah, and then Kosar, did he actually start a game for the Cowboys that year, backing up Aikman?
I believe he did, Mike. I know he did.
He was the back. He's got a Super Bowl ring with Dallas.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Right, we got time for one more, Chris. We got a jet. One more, man. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Somebody, when he walked away, it made you sad.
Hey, man. I got three quickies. Jackie Robinson, Stan Musial, and Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, I mentioned Sandy Koufax earlier today from Willie, my one of my best friends in town. Cried like a baby when, again, Sandy Koufax had arthritis, Carl. Again, it just won a World Series, had to shut it down.
Yeah, all three greats. Mm. That's a very good, phone call.
Well, hey, Fricky was there, of course, when, you know, he actually set up the microphone for him. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. It's Lou Gehrig, by
the way. Was there?
He was there. He was a sound man. It was his big break. He got in show business.
He's got a black and white photo of it.
And then he was there a few years later.
Just remember, the babe loves you.
That's him. He was right there.
Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, what did we tell you? You don't want to miss a show, right? Thanks to Chuck Smith for stopping by today. Also, thanks to our man, Danny Cannell. We talked to Rick Stroud. We went behind enemy lines, guys. He laid out everything that's going on with Tampa. It's online at odyssey.com. Bryce Kuhn stopped by to talk about Georgia Tech. Where do they need to go? How do they get there? Go listen to Bryce Kuhn on Odyssey. And big shout out to Steve Weiss and Danny Cannell, guys. Tomorrow, more great guests. Connor Riley from Dog Nation. We're going to talk to Coach Arthur Smith. 5 o'clock hour. Wes Durham stops by. And more college football SEC championship conversation. You don't want to be anywhere else. We start at 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Turtle behind the glass. Great job as always. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
I don't know what ESPN's going to be like the next 24 hours. LeBron James, Carl, enters health and safety protocols. He is out Tuesday after dropping 33 when the Lakers beat the Pistons. Safe to say there's either contact or something to do with COVID, but he is vaccinated. Remember, you don't want to be on a soapbox talking about it, but he did take the shot, which gets me to a story Wojo just wrote. NBA to recommend boosters for their vaccinations based on the study they did with disease specialists and testing manufacturers recommending the Moderna. I'm getting mine Thursday. Going to get the booster. Guys, I know it's a pain in the butt. Nobody wants to have to get these shots, but I would think the worry about the cooties from the shots should not be the biggest concern. The biggest concern is actually getting the stuff you're getting the shots for.
Well said. Guys, as we get ready for the SEC championship game, you know, here's the thing. Georgia fans, look at your program. look at your coach, look at the studs that are in the program, and understand stability matters. As much as Nick Saban has lost assistant coaches, the one thing that has been there and the one consistent has been Nick Saban. I think Kirby Smart is on the road and the path, Mike, to start this run where Georgia becomes what we've always said they needed to become. And that was, well, you got to beat Alabama first. And then stability matters. And Kirby and company right now are one of the most stable programs in the country. Look around. Look at all the turmoil and chaos that are going on at other programs. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you've never felt the power of a battery-powered chainsaw.
Hello?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.